Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Happy Monday! No, really, there's some things we're going to get into today. I know there's a lot of stuff we've got to cover that is just craziness, just absolute craziness. But I really believe that that we're going to come through all this, and we'll talk about that as we work through some of these things. Bottom of hour number two, Julie Klein, the president of the School of Natural Health, will be with us, along with attorney Jonathan Emord. We'll talk about these mandatory vaccines and so on, and what can you do to truly protect yourself and protect your children from these? They are draconian rules and regulations being thrust upon our children, and children have the absolute least risk of anyone for any of this, but we'll talk about that and the damage that's being done to immune systems, by the way, of children through all of this, that's going to potentially permanently scar them. We'll talk about those things. Top of the next hour, Judd Dunning is with us, host of Unapologetic on KABC in LA. We'll talk about what happened in LA. We'll talk to him about the issue of our founding. I put up a brand new blog, by the way, last night, and I contrasted. My friend Kevin Sorbo had put out something, a week or so ago, that basically, real men wouldn't allow what's happening to happen, and that's why they went after masculinity first. I counter that by saying, actually, Kevin, they didn't go after masculinity first. They went after our faith first. And I talk about that. Judd and I'll get into a little bit of that at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Larry Ward is with us, and we'll have some conversation. There's a whole lot in this $3.5 trillion Bernie Sanders budget resolution that they preliminarily passed, by the way, by a vote of 50-49. And so we will get into a bit of that and talk about some of the craziness that is in there. But right now, let's get my good friend on. I want to talk to my friend Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Oh, Rick, this is crazy, man. This is some craziness.
Yeah, we're We have, and I seem like I say this every week, and so it's a little, I almost feel like I'm repeating myself, but you know, we've gone through the looking glass, and, you know, I was alive in 1975.
Me too.
I remember what happened in 1975. I remember the despair of the people who we left behind, who were clinging to landing rails of the helicopters as they took off the roof, being left behind on the roof of the Saigon embassy. And we're witnessing that again right now. Supposedly we're sending 5,000-6,000 one of our first airborne troops in, but there's no airport to land in. We gave up your Bagram Air Force Base without even talking to the Afghan government a month ago. And as a result, we don't have an airfield to land in. I don't know where these guys are going to go to actually go in unless we're paratrooping them in or attempting to we're going to have to fight our way in to fight our way out. It is Joe Biden is the single worst president in the history of the United States. And if we had a semi-honest Congress, even with Kamala Harris being significantly worse from a philosophical perspective, mm-hmm. we had an even a semi-honest Congress, he would be impeached within the next week because of what he's done. His actions are going to lead to the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people who were supporting the United States, who we lifted up, who we gave hope to, and now they're going to be slaughtered. And they're not going to be slaughtered. Unlike Vietnam, they're not going to be slaughtered in the quiet. They're going to be slaughtered with streaming video of the slaughter to send a message to the rest of the world, a simple message to the rest of the world. If you're on America's side, you die. If you oppose America, you eventually will win. You eventually will succeed. And telling everybody in the world that being on America's side is being on the wrong side. And every warm spot in the world is now hot. Every hot spot in the world is now on fire. It's all because Joe Biden, who can't get out and wake up long enough to actually address the American people about the results of his policy.
All right. And let me just add a couple of things to that, to what you just talked about, because there are some long-lasting issues. I was alive in 1975 as well. Matter of fact, I've been watching old Rose Bowl and Orange Bowl football games, and it's been really cool to watch because
Keith Jackson was great.
Yeah, well, because it's actually the entertainment is the bands, and they would have invocations before the games, and Billy Graham would lead them. That was cool stuff. Anyway, look, here's the other piece of this. Our relationship with South Vietnam has been impacted because of 1975, and there is bitterness that still remains in Vietnam towards America relative to how we handled that situation. And the left is going to use this to talk about, you know, America and how America doesn't, has created the problems that it has in the Middle East and yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing. The left always uses half-truths, folks. They always use half-truths. There's no question that in places like Afghanistan, in places like Syria, in other places around the Middle East, American policy seemed to be partnering with the locals. And I've heard the arguments and talk with people about how you can't put democracy in because they have this historical Islamic view of the world and so on and so on. But I can tell you, there are a lot of people in Afghanistan that were fighting for their country, that were excited about the idea of a possible democracy, that looked south of their border towards India and said, hey, you know, if democracy is a thing in India, and it is, relatively speaking, then maybe there's hope for us to have democracy here in Afghanistan. We just need the help of the Americans in order to make this happen. And they had the Taliban pushed out, and they were in the process of getting rid of the Islamic influences and embracing an American democracy. And now Biden has completely and totally abandoned that. And this is the issue all around the world. And it's as these regime changes happen, Rick, we go from a president like a President Trump, even a President George W. Bush, although that was really half-stepping, but we go from these regimes that will say, yes, we're going to help, and America's going to be who America's supposed to be, according to how our founders even viewed the world, and then these usurpers come in, and they completely and totally stab everybody in the back. And so the rest of the world says, well, you know, I want to trust you, but the problem is that 4 years from now, the American people, because they're schizophrenic, are going to vote some idiot in there, and everything we've built for the last few years is going to collapse, and we're going to be the ones that are going to be left dying and bleeding on the ground.
That's certainly, that's exactly right. And, let's just revisit history a little bit. The original sin in Afghanistan was not going into Afghanistan. That was the place that the entire 9/11 attack was planned and went from. So anybody sitting there saying it's Bush's fault because we should never have gone to Afghanistan is completely devoid of any knowledge or is choosing to cover up the fact that we had to do that.
I agree.
But the original sin was when we helped the Afghan people create a constitution and we made Sharia law the basis of the constitution.
There you go.
When we made Sharia law the basis of the constitution, we embedded the Taliban, we embedded the Islamists permanently in that government. And as a result, it was never going to be anywhere any kind of democracy because Sharia is not a democracy.
Yep.
Sharia is a diktat based upon a medieval system of governance, and because we were trying to be sensitive to the local concerns, we embedded something that was antithetical to an American style democracy, and then we thought that we're going to create an American style democracy. The war in Afghanistan was winding down. We had the Bush administration. We had the challenges in Iraq. We ended up turning around Iraq through the surge. And by 2008, the war in Afghanistan was pretty much winding down, and the Taliban had been defeated. They'd been blown off the battlefield, and we were removing troops out of Afghanistan. And we were in trying to deal with Iraq. We end up with Obama coming in. He says, we've got to get out of Iraq, but Afghanistan's the good war, okay? So he dedicates himself back to Afghanistan, as opposed to winding down and getting out of Afghanistan, which is where we were, because the Taliban had been defeated. They were defeated on the battlefield, they were in disarray, they were scattered, they were hiding in caves. That's when you get out, because then the government has a chance to survive. But no, Obama stuck around, but he didn't stick around keeping punching the Taliban in the face. He stuck around with a conciliatory policy that essentially let the Taliban rebuild. We spent the last, and then under Trump, we tried to do something about it, and he negotiated with the Taliban, he kicked the heck out of them every time they wouldn't do something. And then under Biden, we said, we give up, we're leaving, we don't care if there's a peace treaty, we're abandoning the people of Afghanistan.
Well, the
it's
other
criminal
the,
what Joe
the,
Biden
well,
did.
It is. And the other piece to that, though, is that the entire time Trump was fighting a State Department that was 100%. Loyal to Obama and loyal to Biden and was not loyal to America, folks, to America. They were all traitors. And I would go so far as to say to suggest that they nearly committed treason against our own country. All of them. Back with more after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Beach Jerky at PistolBeachJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolBeachJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPeteJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Rick Manning is my guest. Rick, as you were saying in the break, no, Mike Pompeo and his crew of about eight people, maybe 10, were not part of the problem. However, the State Department wasn't being run, unfortunately. They weren't listening to Mike Pompeo. They were running their own agenda, and it was actually, and I'd like you to go ahead and speak to that, but it was tied to Joe Biden. because Joe Biden was the guy that was over the State Department from the Senate overview perspective. He's the guy that gave him their raises. He's the guy that basically gave them their direction for probably, 40 years?
Yeah, Joe Biden's supposed to be a foreign policy expert. That's the most astonishing thing. That's how when he was brought onto the Biden ticket, or on the Obama ticket, he was because he was going to provide the foreign policy expertise and the gravitas that Obama needed. And this guy, if he was ever right on foreign policy, it was by mistake. Yes, he oversaw their budgets for years. He was he was the chairman of the committee that oversaw them for years. So, and then you have the combo of, the State Department gave Hillary Clinton a standing ovation when she left the State Department. Okay, this is the State Department employees. They have been a nest of vipers for as long as I remember. And so they're partisan hacks, and they're under a foreign service role. And they are the same ivory tower kind of eggheads who caused World War I to happen because they couldn't see beyond their own stupidity. And they don't understand the world that we live in. They think the rest of the world lives in America and has American values that they actually hate. And instead of, embraces Western values, when the rest of the world doesn't. And if you don't understand that you're dealing with people who will slit each other's throat for an advantage, for power. The minute, if you don't understand that, when you're dealing in the world, you have no business having anything to do with it. And if we had one reform we could make in foreign policy, it would be to basically force every one of these people to reapply for their job and show what their successes were and their failures and be able to drum every single one of them out who's been busily creating an environment where America always loses.
Yeah, it's insane. I was just reading a BBC article about what's going on over there and what they're seeing. Of course. Go ahead.
People are tying themselves to airplanes, trying to get out. Tying themselves to the outside of airplanes, trying to get out.
Yeah.
It is. I had an email this weekend from somebody who was begging for help to try to get their wife and kids out because they've been a contractor for America and they were actually physically here right now.
Right.
And they were saying, please get my kids out. The Biden administration did not issue visas to get our interpreters out, to get our people out.
Correct.
They knew this was happening. They saw the collapse, and they didn't get those who were loyal to America out. It is inexcusable. Their blood is on Biden's hands, and America has to hold him accountable.
Well, and if we don't hold him accountable, then the blood is transferred to
the
us.
The blood's on our hands. 100%. The blood's on our hands.
The blood becomes transferred to us. But Rick, and we don't have time to get into this, but I'll tell you, this is all, I see this as part of the plan because the goal has always been to get Biden out and put Kamala Harris in, and this may well be what they use to do it. They use a 25th Amendment argument that he's senile now all of a sudden, and now Kamala's in, and who takes the vice presidency? Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Larry Ward joins us right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.